All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Friday, that means all the regular features, Fly Jams Friday, and Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and we will crown our Dummy of the Year this morning. Yes, we'll crown our Dummy of the Year. And also, I'm going to give you 52 stunning facts that will impress everybody at your Super Bowl party when you start yapping. So that's all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And if you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at Nick D Show. And there you go. And you can also check us out on Facebook. Well, welcome to the show. Jasmine Cooper, who is a producer here at WGN, she produces the Bill and Wendy Show weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon. And then there's the noon to 1 p.m. stream that you can check out. So she's a family member here at WGN, but she's also a member of the Chicago Spirit Brigade, and they raise money and awareness for nonprofits that help people with life-threatening challenges. And they're hosting a fundraiser this weekend called Big Bang. So we thought we would have Jasmine on to talk about that. And hey, Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So first of all, tell everybody about your background. When did you get here to GN?
Oh, my goodness. I got to GN, I want to say, well, actually, next week will be my official anniversary for 4 years. I started as intern, mm-hmm. and I actually worked for Bill and Wendy as their intern in 2014.
Right.
And I kind of sort of stuck around, and I was working with Rick Pearson and Steve Gale for a long time, and I just filled in for a couple of people. I think I filled in for your show, too, Nick, a couple of times.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so then it just kind of happened, and, you know,
there you go.
It was a blessing.
4 years. Outstanding. All right, well, that's great, working here at WGN. You having a good time doing Bill and Wendy's show? They're great people.
Oh, yeah, I love them. They are amazing. It's just like, you go in there every day, and you're thinking, what kind of crazy things can they talk about? And you're like, oh, they can't talk about that. They're like, yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Very, very cool. Well, congratulations on your gig. Give my best to Bill and Wendy. I don't get to see them because they, you know, they work normal, regular hours, and I'm a vampire. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So give them my best. So tell me about the Chicago Spirit Brigade. Give me the rundown on this. This is such a cool organization.
Oh, it's such a great organization. I just joined about 4 months ago, so I am fairly new, brand spanking new almost. But the Chicago Spirit Brigade, you might have seen us in the Thanksgiving Parade, the Chicago Pride Parade. We do North Halsted Street Market Days, and we do Pride events throughout the Midwest. But we're basically an organization that really lends a helping hand to those in need.
Right.
We have three sort of squads. We have a cheer squad, a dance squad, and we have a drill team squad. And we perform at these festivals and events throughout Chicago, and we raise money and awareness for other local nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually have our little red buckets, which are really a christening of our organization. And when you see those red buckets, we are actually donating money, and we give back 125% of whatever is in those buckets. So it's an amazing group. I love it. And I just love giving back. So I thought, what a great way to do that and, you know, still be cute and cheer.
Yeah.
I used to cheer in college. So it was cool.
See, oh, yeah, you cheered in college, did you?
Yes, I did. So it was just like a little, hey, I can do it, and I'm an adult still. You know, we do technical stuff. We throw people in the air, and we have guy flyers in the air, so you'll actually see men in the air and doing little twists and stuff like that. We have a dance team. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and how big are the groups? And I know that this started out with like just beginning with, it says four pioneers, and now it features over 35 volunteer performers.
Yes, we have a big group this year. I want to say about 40 people, 35 to 40 people. We can go into either or. So we have some people on the dance team who are also on the cheer team, and some people who cheer and also do drill. It just depends on what you want to do and what we need for our performance. So usually during the summertime, we'll do a big 10-minute performance, and it literally is everything from dancing to twirling flags to throwing up people in the air and tossing them to little cheers. It's really amazing. Oh. And it's so much fun.
And now these red buckets are spirit buckets, right? And you guys just go through the crowds that are there, and everybody can contribute, and all of that money goes to nonprofits.
Correct.
Yeah. Now you guys have a special fundraiser coming up. It's tomorrow, Saturday evening. You got two shows. Tell everybody about the fundraiser.
Okay, so every year we do this fundraiser, which is, we do fundraisers all the time and things like that, but this fundraiser is particularly for us. So 100% of the proceeds will go to our practice, to everything that we do as far as events, marketing, and things of that nature. So this year we have the Radio CSB, which is basically like a cabaret show, but in radio form. So we have like a morning commute segment. We have like Spanish Channel. We have actually Howard Stern appearing, not the real Howard Stern, but
right,
we have like the
nice. Well, I'll tell you something. That would be really unbelievable if you were to get the real Howard Stern, Jasmine.
I know, right? We're working on that next year. Next year we'll have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be so much fun, and it's really like a nonstop show. We have some very unique numbers, I would say, and it's good to see. And if you go to our Facebook page on CSB Stars, you can see like all the past shows that we've done with Big Bang. So every year it's a different theme, and this theme was radio, and I was like, perfect
for you. Yeah, absolutely. Big Bang is the name of it. It's a one time a year, and the theme this year is CSB Radio, and it's like a show, and all the proceeds and tickets go directly to helping pay for the rising cost of your practice space, insurance, event registration, and marketing. And then of course, you when you go out and do your shows, all of that money goes to nonprofits, and it's most of the nonprofits that you guys benefit are for people who have life-threatening challenges, correct?
Correct. So we have done a couple organizations. We've done things for Lakeview Pantry, Night Ministry, Families and Children's AIDS Network, National Alliance on Mental Health Illness in Chicago. We've done a whole bunch of things, and we really give back all that money. So this fundraiser is essential for us to basically go throughout the year and still be able to do these things and still, you know, awesome.
Yeah, and you're doing two shows, 3:30 p.m. and 7 o'clock on February 3rd, and it's at Center on Halsted, which is at 3656 North Halsted in Chicago. Now the tickets are, general admission is $25, and mm-hmm. a VIP though with drink tickets is $40, and there's also going to be a raffle, correct?
Yes, we're actually giving away two airline vouchers for Southwest, so you can go anywhere round trip with these vouchers.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool.
That's a great prize. That's a great prize. And again, this is all for a really good cause, and you're going to be entertained by the CSB and the CSB radio show. Hey, can you talk a little bit about the physicality of doing cheerleading? A lot of people don't even realize how unbelievably athletic it is.
Oh, it's definitely athletic. People laugh at me all the time when I say cheerleading sport. They're like, oh, I'm like, no, seriously, it is a sport. We do lift people, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm lifting weights. It's actual people, you know, things can happen when they go in the air, just like if anybody else was to go in the air, you know, you slip and fall. Like if that happens and you're catching a body, you know, that's something completely different.
Yeah.
The agility is definitely needs to be there. But the cool thing about our organization is that we don't have to have cheer experience if you're going to try out with us or anything like that. We teach you those elements. So that's kind of why we need these spaces and, you know, to have money for those types of spaces so we can teach the elements in a safe environment and everybody can get in there and just work. So I want to say it's not hard on your body, but if you haven't worked out in a couple of years, you're gaining a little muscle there. You know what I'm saying? But it's really good.
And also because, you know, it's so physical, in addition to, you know, raising money for practice space and marketing and stuff like that, it's important to have insurance because people could get hurt. So, and that's something that's something that really needs to be focused on. And that's another reason why you're having this great fundraiser.
Correct. It's always good. And like I said, these are things that we're volunteering and doing. We donate and fundraise, like I want to say almost 150 hours of practice and fundraising and all like that throughout the year.
Wow.
And all this is on us. Yes. So this fundraiser is huge.
All right. So everybody come on out. It's going to be very entertaining. 3:30 p.m., 7 p.m., Center on Halsted. It's tomorrow, February 3rd. It's called Big Bang, and $25 for general admission. VIP tickets with drink tickets is $40. Raffle is going to be happening. It's going to be very entertaining. It's going for a great cause. Now, Jasmine, I have watched the cheerleading competitions on ESPN many times, and it's amazing to watch. I mean, it's absolutely incredibly athletic.
Oh yeah, it's very strenuous. We have practices all night long. Like you would think that we go to bed, we might go to bed 2 hours. I remember competing. I think I slept for maybe an hour and a half because I was just so ready to get out there and do everything, and you have to stick every single thing. You know, I did gymnastics for a little bit before I got into cheerleading, and I thought gymnastics was hard. No, this is a whole team effort, and one of you fall, all of us fail. So yeah. It's kind of like we all have to have that morale and basically keep that momentum going, and everybody has to be in good spirits. So yeah. It's extremely difficult, but it's so rewarding.
Yeah,
it's so rewarding.
I bet it is. And besides the fundraiser, which is tomorrow night, when it gets warmer out, you guys will be out and about during city events, correct?
Correct. I actually saw, it's funny because I never knew about the Chicago Spirit Brigade until I actually saw that the Pride Parade, which we were in for WGN, and yeah. I was like, oh, they're adult cheerleaders, and they're like the same age as me. I can do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do Thanksgiving. Like I said, we do Andersonville's Summerfest Market.
Oh, yeah,
we do Market Days. We do everything. So
okay.
You'll definitely see us around.
And there is a Facebook page that people can get all the information at, incorrect?
Yes,
right.
It is CSB Stars.
Okay.
So just look us up on Facebook, and we're also on Instagram, the same thing.
And the CSB website Stars. The website is ChicagoSpiritBrigade.org, ChicagoSpiritBrigade.org, and we have a link on our Facebook page right now so people can check it out. Jasmine, it was great talking to you, and maybe I'll see you around the office.
I know, right? It's like you said, we're vampires. I used to be a part of the vampire life. Now I'm like, oh, it's the daytime.
Yeah.
Eyes.
Yeah, maybe one night if you're here at 3 o'clock in the morning, we can say hi. So there you go.
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Jasmine. Take care.
No problem. Thank
okay.
you,
See
Nate.
You later. All right. There's Jasmine Cooper, producer of the Bill and Wendy Show, weekdays here from 10 a.m. to noon. And then you got the stream online from noon to 1. She's awesome. Jasmine Cooper, member of the Chicago Spirit Brigade. A great fundraiser happening again one more time. Tomorrow night, February 3rd, there's two shows, one in the afternoon at 3:30 and one at 7 p.m. It's at Center on Halsted, 3656 North Halsted Street in Chicago. It's a show that's based on a radio show, and you're going to get to see skits and routines and fun stuff. And it's a great cause for a great, great cause that raises a bunch of money for people who need it. General admission is $25. VIP with drink tickets, $40. There's going to be a raffle where you can get airline vouchers to fly anywhere you want in the United States. So, again, tomorrow night, February 3rd, 3:30 in the afternoon, 7 p.m. at night at Center on Halsted in Chicago. And for more information, check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow or ChicagoSpiritBrigade.org. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to start rattling off some unbelievable Super Bowl facts that will impress everybody at your Super Bowl party. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.